Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Street hits, a whole new level of hip hop.
Street hits.
This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else.
Urban Radio Series.
Urban Radio Series.
Featuring radio edits, special re-edits, and album versions of today's breaking crossovers.
Hip hop before their hits.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. What's going on, world, man? It's First Fan Radio, man. Just want to say what's up to everybody in my area, the 609 and beyond. Whatever you're doing this morning, I'm glad y'all taking the time to listen. I'm really upset with my city, man. Like, you know, the last couple mornings I've been waking up, man, reading newspapers, I've been hearing about all the BS that's been going on. It's not like it's new to us, but, you know, I just thought this morning would be a good time to, you know what I mean, really get in touch with the community, man, and just, like, what can we do, you know what I mean, to restore peace here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many people out here caught up in so much stuff, and we haven't been getting a positive outlook on the city for quite some time now. And it's time for us to talk about it. So if you out there, you listening, you just tuning in, whatever, I want to hear from y'all, man. I want y'all to hit the lines up. The number's 917-889-8297. If you're on Facebook, share this link with your friends, you know what I'm saying? You share it with everybody in your contact list. And, you know, we're going to come up with something, or, you know what I mean? If you just want to call in, you want to pay your condolences to some of these family members, you know what I mean, or friends, you know what I mean, you just want to say something. If you got something personal that you feeling inside you tonight about your city, man, or this morning, I want y'all to call in, man, you know. It's really not going to be too much music, man, but, you know, I'm going to just give you an example of what are we seeing in our town. Like, and this is not just a black thing. This is this goes for everybody. Like, we had a guy on the front page of the Trentonian this morning. Y'all probably was familiar with the incident that happened over a year and a half ago over a parking spot. The killer would get 25 years for it. And, I mean, like, look at the violence that's going on around us. A fucking parking spot. And excuse my language. Had another man killed over a parking spot in front of his home. And the other thing is, we got a teen that was gunned down after a chase, like, you know, like, and, you know, again, it's the same areas, man. You know, we get officials elected in this city. You know, it all looks good, you know, when the media covering it, you know what I mean, and they got a story, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a job. And what do we do on jobs? Sometimes we take our job too seriously, or sometimes we get lax at our job. Now, we all human beings. I ain't trying to say I'm better. You know, I ain't trying to say you better. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that at a job, you get lax. Sometimes you don't get lax. Some people perform their job better than others. Some people, you know, it's just a job. But I say this to say that a lot of officials are in position, and they ended up in the media now. You know what I mean? And why is that? Is it a conspiracy? I don't want to say that. I want to just say it's just at the end of the day, a job to them. You know what I mean? They're human beings just like we human beings. And one thing we don't really pay attention to when we in these positions is that how can we really improve the community? You know what I'm saying? Okay, they say we're going to throw some money to the community. Okay, money is seasonal. Money can make things better for the moment. But in the long run, you know what I mean? What, you going to keep spending more money to make somebody happy? Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like a relationship. You know what I'm saying? When you with your girl, man, I could just buy her something and, you know, she'd feel all right. You know what I mean? She'd be all right. You know what I mean? But it's deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to spend some time with your family, man. You know what I mean? Money can't, you know, make anything, you know, better, man. But the flip side of that is evil. But let me. I ain't going to get off topic. That's why I want to hear from y'all, man. I want to know what, you know, what we could do in this community, man. You know, as people, like, we all like going out. We all like to have a good time. Like, you know, this is something we gotta come together, y'all. You know what I mean? We babies out here dying. You know what I mean? Friends is killing each other. They didn't grow up together. You know what I mean? I'm going to go to the lines real quick, man. We got a caller calling out 609, man. I already know who it is, but I, you know. What's up, player?
What's good? What's good, man? It's your boy, Ill, with the building, man. First Family affiliate, man. You know, it's terrible, man. And it starts with, like, I hear you talk, man. It starts with the parents, man. You know what I mean? That's where it starts at. And then we got, because I'm going to put it out there. And everybody know who I am. I'm going to put it out there. It's this fake ass gang banging shit. And listen, and I'm not pointing nobody out because I am a guy that's in involved with that's affiliated with that. I have no problem saying that over the airwaves. So now what I'm going to say is look at the history. Let's start with the Panthers. I'm gonna go there first.
Okay.
I'm gonna start there. Now all this develops from that. This gang, this blood shit develops from that. And the reason I'm calling out the bloods because the shit that we're doing is not it's not that way. It's not the blood way. It's not the Black Panther way.
Mm-hmm.
This shit starts with the community and the kids. If anybody know any history on any of this stuff, and you don't have to be blood to know this. You can just go back to the BPP, the Black Panther. It's okay. All about the community and taking care of the kids and policing ourselves.
That's real talk, man.
Policing ourselves. This is what it starts with. This is why they ran the Panthers up out of there and locked them all up. Now, let's go to the evil part of it. It was evil. It was even people in the Black Panther Party that was evil, that traded on the Black Panthers. That set him up. Anybody know anything about J. Edgar Hoover? If you know anything about any of these people, y'all know this shit starts with the community. Now, black love overrides oppression and destruction. We oppressing each other. We oppressing each other. So how, I don't understand how we all blood here if we oppressing each other. We're against that. Am I right or wrong? That's what it stands for. The other meaning, black love overrides oppression and destruction. We're killing each other.
That's real talk, bro. That's real
anybody
talk.
Anybody follow me? Anybody? If anybody on this line, just let me know you following me, because I don't want to sound like I'm talking out my ass.
And that's why I got the lines open tonight. I mean, this morning, man. You know,
It's our young people. It's our future that's doing this. So where's our future?
Now this is the thing. This is the thing that I, you know, I've been asking a lot of people. Like, you know, we know it's the youth doing it, but you know, what I mean, what's the main? What's promoting it? What's promoting do these things?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you.
Your morals ain't intact.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you who's promoting it, and I'm gonna be and I sit back and I went to a party this weekend. And I sit back and I watched it. It's the music, the mollies, the alcohol. Cause I've been around some people. I've been around some real cool cats that's fine and dandy when they sober. Boy, when they get some alcohol, some mollies, or some pills in them, they're the toughest guy in the world. They ain't got no problem with shooting. They ain't got no problem with fighting, but when they sober, they just as cool and kind of like teddy bears.
Yeah.
No, it's deep, man. It's deeper than I mean to get to the root of the problem. I'm just as confused as everybody else, y'all. I don't got the answer. I'm just as confused as everybody else, man.
I know you read the paper now. The last couple days, man. Every day it seemed like.
You know what, bro? Since you said, you know what, bro? Guess what? I don't even read the paper, man. Guess what I do? I go on Facebook. Facebook is the paper.
Hmm.
Facebook is the paper. And it's crazy because this is one of the things. Like, got RIP the little brother that got shot, man. I heard somebody else got shot last night again. RIP to all these people. But listen, fellas, to all my little cats that's out there, y'all getting y'all little hustle money and y'all grinding, I'm not mad at that. I know it's hard out here, and I'm not pointing the finger at nobody that's getting money or none of that. But listen, man, y'all know how cats is. Money is the root of all evil. And God we trust. Read the dollar, man. And God we trust.
That's real, man.
We killing each other over a green piece. And my man Chill, and I respect my man Chill and his brothers, he black, man. Since I've been home, I learned a lot from these brothers, man. We're fighting over a piece of paper, a green piece of paper with writing on it.
And it ain't even your money, because at the end of the day,
you got
to pay taxes, and you got to give all this shit back. You can't take
this
shit with you when you go. And y'all got to excuse my language this morning, man. It's because... You know,
nah,
like,
man, listen, man, let me say something before you go on, bro. First, man, we pissed off, man. Because I know for a fact, man, my man, we got kids, man. And we live in the hood. We not calling y'all from no high-priced houses. We not calling y'all from a 13-bedroom house. Nah, man, my man, we do this for the hood. That's why we started this First Fan Radio thing. Just so people that's not getting heard on the radio can get heard.
That's real talk,
this,
man.
We doing this for the artists and for the Lord. Listen, man, we just mentioned, man, let's black people, yo, we, and it's nothing against white people. It's nothing against, it's not a race, it was crazy, it's not a race thing no more.
Mm-hmm.
That all that, I'm black, it's because of us, we got that shit is over, dog. It's been over 100 years, man. That shit is over.
It don't mean nothing, because they playing subliminal, like, look, if you want to say it's a race thing, you know what I mean? They black, white. Listen, man, they just threw a black man in the White House, man, regardless if he mixed or whatever.
So, okay, so now what's our excuse?
You know what I mean? And
so
it's
now what's
our excuse? It ain't never been about that. It's about money.
Exactly. It's about money.
Rich and poor.
That's right.
The rich and
poor. And it ain't no in between. Everybody middle class. I don't think there's no in between. You're rich or you're not.
That's
middle
what it
class.
Is.
No such thing. There's no
I'm pretty
such
sure
thing.
The rich people don't give a fuck about the middle class people.
At all.
You just step away from being poor. But this is the thing I'm saying, man. Like, we fighting for the wrong reasons. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we fighting each other for
all
the wrong reasons.
Reasons.
The hood,
bro.
You know, scuffling
all the
over, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I mean? Drugs that they give us, you know what I mean? And we willing to kill our own off for it, man.
Exactly.
Just
that's
to come up, man.
Part.
Come up what? Like, at the end of the day, man. Because it's all designed
part.
For us to fail.
I'm trying to tell you. It's all, that's what it's designed for, man. And it's crazy. I've been just seeing, like, bitch, you know, and I don't mean, I got a pitch nerve in my neck. Long story short, I wouldn't go to the hospital. But I'm not even going because I've just seen on Facebook that this nigga's shooting up hospitals.
Hmm.
Like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Where's our state of mind, man? Where's our loyalty to each other? Where's that Martin Luther King type of spirit that he had? Where is that?
Now, let me tell you this. Not to cut you off. You know, people always say there ain't nothing to do here in Trenton, and honestly, it ain't. It really ain't. But when you got articles like multiple shootings in Trenton leaves
exactly.
a man in critical condition,
exactly.
and then there's four other people were shot that's in critically in the same vicinity, man. Like, you know, it's like, well, damn. Do I want to go out there, really? Like, do I want to go out there?
Hell no. It gets dark at 5 o'clock, man. I'm in the house at 4:30. I mean, come on.
But listen, not even that. You know, I mean, not even, you know, what about the people that's getting off work, man? And, you know
work,
what I mean? They trying to.
This is what I'm saying. That's fucked up. They like, what people that go to work got to wear bulletproof vests now?
You going to go pick your kids up from school.
From school with a vest on?
You don't know if you want to send your child to school or not.
Cause school, exactly.
And then I want to get on the media, so I don't want to cut you off, but. You know, I mean, the way we publicize shit here in Trenton, man, like, it's crazy, man. Like, the media, the newspaper put all in the same shit. You know what I mean? Look, a white boy on the front cover, he done killed his neighbor over the parking space. Then they show you what the niggas doing here in Trenton. We multiple shooting niggas and shit and shooting down teenagers and more shit. The police don't got a clue what the fuck. And all they put, if you want to snitch, call us at 609-989-3663 if you've seen something.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
Thanks. I mean, it bothers me, man. I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but it bothers me, man.
Yeah.
It bothers me. It bothers me a lot because, you know, I see a lot of talented black brothers in this town, man. I see a lot of talented brothers, period. I see talented people in this town, period. A lot of them. A lot of them, but they so in tune with you know, being so gangster, man. I'm gonna tell you what my uncle told me, man. And between all my uncles, like if I put all the time that they did together, not that I'm proud that they did, if I put all the time that my uncles and my brothers did together, they did over 40 years. If I put all their time together, I'm saying. And the first thing they tell me, man, the most all the gangsters is in Trenton and Broadway or in Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all the gangsters at. That's where all the gangsters at. So if a gangster is what you want to be, then yeah, you preparing yourself to die, man. You're hurting your mom. You're hurting your, and it ain't just us that be hurting, man. It's parents, kids, uncles. You know what I'm saying? Like it's your family. It ain't just you that's being hurt.
Yeah.
It ain't just you. You know what I'm saying? And it's fucked up. Because now, what, we're going to have about, what, 3 funerals going on at one time this week? Come on, man. Come on, y'all. This ain't it. This ain't Trenton. Now, let me go back to some years back. Everybody say, yeah, it ain't nothing to Trenton built. I'm going to tell you, we had electric playgrounds. We used to go to Glassboro skating. We had Father Rocco Park. We threw carnivals and people used to come up and perform. We had the Wild right here on Pinkerton Road. Everybody used to come there and perform. But you know why, Wayne? We had Maxine. Nobody couldn't. We couldn't keep that open because we don't know how to stay. We don't know how to stay. You know, we don't know how to not fight each other. We had Maxine's open. We fought that out.
Mm.
We had bad things to do. We blew it. We blew all these spots, all of them, from fighting. We had XL. XL stayed open no longer, less than a year. Less than a year, somebody got shot in the parking lot. So I don't really want to hear too much about it. Ain't nothing to do in the town because we fucked that up. That town. We had Dollar Movies out PA. Niggas fighting there. We had the movies in the mall. The mall ain't worth shit no more.
I don't even think people even shop at the mall.
The mall ain't even worth going to no more. I remember at one time you go to the mall and just walk around and meet and see everybody. But then it turned into, okay, you wanna fight me at the mall. It turned into that. So they had to close a lot of stuff. See, man, we blew it.
I mean, look, we got the bank down there, the arena down there.
The arena.
And we had a couple concerts in the early.
Right. Yeah.
But what do you really see for?
But then what?
You know? We don't really get, I'm just saying, you know.
And we blew. And once again, I'm not mad at the white people because when hockey games come there, they come, they support it, they don't fight, they leave, they go home. Billy Bob Thornton or somebody come there and perform, whoever, you know. He performs nothing. Man, let French Montana, one of them cats, come out here and perform there. Let it happen. and I guarantee you, outside of that arena, it's gonna be something.
But then
on
you know what else? Like French Montana was here, and people promoted that.
And what
but
happened?
He
what
didn't
happened?
Perform, and it's on YouTube.
Why?
You know what I mean? Trent, go there.
Why
like you know what I mean? Even entertainers is like, yo, y'all be wild, y'all extra.
Y'all wildin'.
You know what I mean?
Even they say we wildin', and they the ones rapping about the shit. And they come out here like, well, y'all, hell no, they really wildin'.
Hell
they
yeah.
really doing this shit we rapping about.
You know, I mean, we might have to pull French on to the show, man. You know what I mean? But you know, it's real, man.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of cats we need to pull to the show, man. It's somebody needs to come down here and talk to us, man. You feel me? Somebody needs to come down here and talk to all you cats that used to, you know what I mean? The wise intelligence, and I had to respect wise. Well, I put something on Facebook.
Yeah, Wise, you know what?
And it's crazy because Wise don't even want to come back to the town because he knows. And he's from here. And he don't got no problem telling you he's from here.
Real talk.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's crazy, man. It's
crazy,
the city we live in, man. You know, again, man, if y'all, you got something you want to say, you know what I mean? You want to voice your opinion, hit us up on the lines, man. 917-889.
Yeah,
8297.
Right.
Yeah, hit us up,
right,
man. If you're at
hit
work,
up,
man, you got this. You got us on your, you know what I mean, iTunes, whatever, man. Hit us up,
hit
man.
Us
we want to hear.
Man.
Yeah, we want to hear from the town, man.
That's
you
right,
voice your opinion here, man. You know what I mean? It's straightforward. You know what I mean? We want to hear from y'all, man.
No, you know, just how it is, man. It's deep, and you know. The music really don't help, man. Music really don't help. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It don't. It really don't. And it's crazy because I really can't even blame it on that. I can, but I can't because at the end of the day, like, music for me, like, you know, when I do get on the mic and script what I feel, I talk about real stuff that I see in the hood.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, cats talk about real stuff that's going on in the world, so I'm not mad if cats are saying certain things, but after that, find a way to try to make it better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, for an example, me. Like, some of my family members call me pussy because when they about to get into fights, I'm the cat in the middle like, yo, hold on. This can be talked down.
Yeah.
Because I know what's going to happen after this. Anybody want to lose a fight, I know what happened after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when I try to get in the middle, like, no, get you a pussy, you just, it ain't that, man. I love my life, and I love my family's life. I'm tired of going to funerals, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Me too, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired of going to them, dog.
Need y'all to stand up.
Do something, man. Do something. I mean,
stand up. See, everybody stand up, man. Like, stop sitting around, like, and we let this shit, you know, get out of hand, man. I ain't saying be Martin Luther King. I ain't saying be Malcolm X. I'm saying be who you are. You know what I mean? Who you really are. If you got compassion and love for your family, your race, you know what I mean? Then the same love that you had when you voted for Obama and you wanted him to office, show that to your neighbor and your enemy. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I love my race. I love everything about
right.
it. I love the other races. I'm cool with everybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? It's bigger than racism and all that shit, man. That's a word created. If anything that got a definition to it was created by somebody.
Black love overrides oppression and destruction, man. You break them letters down and tell me what you get.
Mm.
You break them letters down and tell me what you get. Black, B, love, L, overrides, O, oppression, O, destruction, D. If that's what you are, man, then we need to live by that, man. For real. We need to live by that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind getting together with a whole bunch of homies and walking the streets saying stop the violence. What would be better than that? What would be better than that?
Yeah, that's real talk.
We're trying to make some type of way to make this thing better, man.
Hey, man, you know, we gonna keep. Go ahead, Dirt.
Nah, man, because I'm feeling the same way because niggas talking about, you know, and you know, I'm not, I don't want to sound this, but they're talking about they're going to shoot up the whole Dolly Hole. My daughter lives in Dolly Hole. So how am I supposed to take that? My daughter, you know what I'm saying? I got a 3-year old. I got a 3-year old living in Dolly Hole. And not only that, she got 2 brothers and her mom living with her. So, I mean, now how am I supposed to feel? Am I supposed to go get my gun and show my daughter pointing for child to protect them? Like, how do I do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I'm not part of the solution. I'm part of the problem now.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's crazy, man.
But you know what, man? And this is what I say. The more, like, for every cause and effect, man, it's always, like I said, it's a cause and effect, man. Like, the next thing is going to be martial law here in the town, man.
Yeah, that's what's next, man.
Understand about martial law is like...
Y'all don't really want that.
It's bigger than the police, because they can come in here with state troopers, and the police would be considered civilian. Like, we don't need y'all. Y'all off work, nigga. You know what I mean? Just like they did with that Nazi shit, man. Did y'all... I don't know if niggas, like, that hurt me too. Like, for everybody out here cutting up and that shit, man, what was y'all when they came here, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Black Panthers was there. Divine then was there. They was front line. What was that? Where everybody at?
For real.
You know what I mean? But let me take it even further than that. If something would have happened that day where the state troopers would have been on everybody's ass out there, and a lot of bloodshed, you know what I mean, would have happened then. You know what I mean? Now, everybody want to ride when, you know what I mean, when niggas then rode. You know what I mean? And I told you, it's bigger than race. White people was out there, too. And it's like, niggas, what? Y'all don't like the niggas. You feel me? They was there for us, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like everybody came together, man. It wasn't about blood. It wasn't about shit. It was all about the call.
Yeah, and it's crazy, man, because it's I'm keep going back and I'm gonna keep saying this, man. You know, and you know, I'm just gonna keep saying it, brothers, man. Like, come on, bro. Everybody ain't gotta be tough, man. Everybody ain't gotta be gangster, man. You know, if you're looking for a female, all females don't like that extra gangster shit sometimes. You know. They want to be hugged, going to caress and rub. Now, for real, bro. Don't no female want a nigga every 5 minutes. She got to run in and out of the house with a gun. And she don't want that. She's uncomfortable. How can you not be uncomfortable with that? If you're comfortable with actually carrying a gun anywhere you got to go, I want you to call in 917-889-8297. And you ain't even got to say your name or nothing. You block your number out of anything. Tell me if you feel comfortable walking to the store with your gun on you. Because I don't even feel comfortable walking to the store with a knife on me at some time. But you know what's messed up? I got to do it to protect myself.
And I can't argue with that, man. Most
I
people...
I can't let you hurt me.
Yeah.
Just like you're not going to let me hurt you. But that's when I walk into the store, that's the last thing on my mind, is trying to hurt somebody else or trying to take something from somebody else that I don't have.
Real talk.
You know, I'm not gonna stoop that low to where though I catch one of my brothers that just got on work about to cash his check. And he's walking by himself and I'm following him, wait till he hit a side street and I hop out and rob his brother for everything he got. Now, At this time, if I'm robbing his brother, I'm not thinking about this brother kid. I'm not thinking about this brother sick mother that he probably got to take some medicine home to. I'm not thinking about him even having medicine for him or his wife. I'm not thinking about him, this might be the last couple of dollars they're going to have to next week. I'm not thinking about this might be his rent money that I'm robbing his brother
for. At the end of the day, I still got to do it again. I still got to rob somebody again, if I, you know what I mean?
And that's what I'm getting to next. Now, if I spend this brother $400 or $500 on probably brutal shit, just because I want to get high or get a beer, I'm back to try to rob somebody else again. And now this time when I go to rob somebody, I might make a mistake because niggas don't kill nobody on purpose.
Yep.
And if you that gangster, and I'm not saying we don't have them out here, but if you that gangster, just, you know, pull out your gun and pow, 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 yeah, I give you stripes. But don't nobody meant to kill nobody, man.
Yeah.
Nobody. Because I keep it 100. If I'm fighting somebody, my man Charlie is not to kill this brother. My man Charlie is to protect myself and keep him off me. I'm not trying to kill him, though.
Yeah.
Now, now that's not my mentality. Like, I'm about to kill this nigga. That's not my. That's me. It's me speaking. It's Ill Will speaking. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm speaking for me. Know what I'm saying? And I'm hot. I'm real hot because, like I said, man, all my brothers, and my sisters too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta think about them. Cause somebody told me, man, you can't be a queen without a queen. You can't be a king without a queen.
Yeah.
You can't be a king without a queen. So I'm not understanding how you just not think about your mother, even your grandmother still living, your mother, your fathers, your uncles. You know what I'm saying? And it's true. Since we on this, fathers, man, brothers, man, fathers and brothers, man. We got to stay in them households, man. We got to stay in them households because this. I'm not saying this is all the way the problem. You know what I mean? Because I know stuff go on with people being together, but. Even if it is a big problem, because these guys need guidance, man. That's what they're looking for, guidance. They looking for somebody to look up to. And all these little cats out here that's running around, but they doing this because they looked up to somebody that did this. I don't know who. Whether it was a movie star, whether it was their uncle, whether it was one of their older cousins. They looked up to somebody that did this. They looked up to somebody that sold drugs, that got money, that kept cars, was always... They looked up to somebody that did this, because this, you don't just get this. You don't just wake up. You don't come out the womb kicking and crying like, oh, yeah, he's going to be a killer.
Yeah.
It don't happen that way. So
yeah.
us being men, we have to stay in these households, man. We have to, man. We have to, man, and show them that it ain't all about big change, man. It ain't all about being rich, man, because we'll never be rich.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'll be the first to tell you.
Yeah, man, look, man, we're going to hear from you from some callers, man, you know what I mean? So if y'all want to call in, man, or if y'all listening, man, just keep
call
rocking
in,
out
man.
For this, man. But we do want to hear from y'all. We got the chat room open up, man. It's live. You know what I mean? Even if you don't want to ask questions, you can send it through the chat room, man. We'll answer on there, whatever. But you can hit us up, 917-889-8297. We're about to go to break real quick, man. I'm going to leave y'all with this one right here by Prodigy, man. This right here is called Illuminati, man.
Jelly beans, GMT, peyote, I know you feel me. P-Song is a natural trip to me. My rhymes are so vivid, you start to see things way different. America's fate, I was fast asleep, but now I'm wide awake. I was under the spell of King Gu and Reserve Note. Religion and fashion, I used to be black, until I had a total recall. Forgot what I already knew, it took me 33 years for me to see the truth. Ever so clear, I was too young, I couldn't articulate myself the right way, son. But now, let me break it down, pass it all around. This is not a theory, the conspiracy is real. They wanna put me in a straight jacket in a padded room, tell the world of 12 monkeys so they could be confused.
What?
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. They say life is like chess. Well, fuck that, I'm tired playing games with you kids. Ain't no time for playing. Check the rhymes and saying. I write it for the streets, for the hood. Inspiration, inspire, a part of the map. Where it's poverty, I started with a mob. But now I got an army of soldiers and troopers. The TV and the radio scared to death of us. So we hit the YouTube up. Now I got millions of views. Now watch how many rappers follow what P do. Now I'm too hoodie to conform to the program. I'm too much of a rebel for me to try to fit in. Nigga, it don't matter the color of your skin. Right now you either positive or you negative. I got friends in high places, multiple races, and coaches on my side. All you got is paper. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically.
Yeah, we back, man. First Fan Radio, man. It's your boy Chill Jizzle, Ill Wood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Live on the air, man. Again, man, if you just now tuning in, man, we talking about the rash of violence that's been breaking out here in Trenton, man. What can we do to, you know, resolve it, you know what I'm saying? And what can we do to, you know what I mean, really just bring back the peace in the town, man. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody has a gun.
Yep.
Everybody... Yep. Will probably have to use their gun or have been using their guns. And, you know, we trying to find out, you know what I mean, how can we live in peace and harmony, man? Like, how can we enjoy life, man? How can we value each other's life, man? How can we stay at peace, you know what I mean, for our children, man, and for our families, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to have their grandmother robbed or their sister or their brothers or a cousin or a friend or anybody. You know what I mean? Don't nobody want none of them harmed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure the person that's doing a robbing don't want their people harmed. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, if we all have these feelings, then how come we can't, you know what I mean, resolve little issues, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't saying it's amongst the older gentlemen. I'm saying this, you know, with the younger gentleman. I'm reading the newspaper, man, and I'm like, damn, the ages is just like baby ages, like.
Baby.
Y'all ain't even see what life all about yet, man. Like, I'm in my 30s. And I can honestly say, like, I done seen anything from friends die, you know what I mean, from, you know what I mean, the streets, or either going to jail or, you know what I mean, vice versa, man. And it's just like, it's the same shit. But when you... Your life at 17 is ended and you done chose, you know what I mean, like, fuck it, I'm going to get locked up. You know what I mean? Like, when you kill someone, man, like, you know, like, if you made that decision to live with it, man, and you can live and behind bars like some kind of animal for the rest of your life, like.
I praise you. If you feel like that, hey, dog, I praise you. Because that's you. You caged in like a fucking animal. Don't nobody want to. I'm telling you, man. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. I'm telling you. When niggas say that, they mean that. I don't wish that on my worst enemy. Because you get violated every day. You're getting violated. And the crazy shit is, don't nobody say nothing about doing. Get your punk ass. Don't nobody say nothing to them motherfuckers she owes. But come out here, and the niggas say the same thing. Boom. I don't understand it. Well, maybe that's just not for me to understand. That's how I look at it sometimes.
Man, I just think, you know what I mean, like, you know, it's so much, the world is so wide open, man. You know what I mean? We can't just keep living closed-minded, man, you know what I mean? Just cause it's, you know what I mean? All that shit, you know what I mean? Nobody beat with that, man, you know what I mean? But all I want to just say, man, to anybody that's listening, man, out there, I mean, like, we can all live in peace, man. You know what I mean? It ain't that damn bad to where, you know what I mean, I got to end somebody's life unless, you know what I mean, you trying to end mine. You know what I mean? Like, that's understandable. But don't rob me because I ain't trying to rob you. You feel me? I don't got shit. You ain't got shit. Tomorrow, if after you rob me or whatever, you still have to rob somebody the fuck else. Like, you know what I mean? If you ain't robbing the corporate America and shit, all they motherfuckers. And I ain't saying go do this shit. I'm just saying, like, the motherfuckers that got us paying taxes at the end of the motherfucking year. Nigga, you ain't did shit to change nothing for nobody. You ain't made your life better, nobody in your hood life better or nothing. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's niggas go to jail every day, man. They started out doing street shit with their friends and shit, man. Then when you sitting in your cell, you think about your friend that you got shot in the head and shit, you know what I mean, for robbing for you, you know what I mean, your baby mom crib turned out on drugs, you feel what I'm saying, like, it's, you know what I mean, when you look at the hand you dealt after you done did some bullshit, you be like, damn, I fucked a lot of people's life up.
Yeah, because, you know, it's crazy that you say that. I'm just running this real quick, like, that's what happened to me when they set my ass down for little punk ass years. I thought about it like, damn, I cost a lot of money. I bought the finest clothes. I smoked the finest weed. But damn, I still got to write home to grandma and ask her to send me some motherfucking 10-10 money. Something ain't right here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then, thinking about the working man, that's on the outside. On the other side of the cell with the keys, the CO, you know what I mean? And then you like, dang, this nigga got all this power and shit. And he, you know what I mean? But he just trying to make a dollar. He's in the same system of being programmed as everyone else. You know what I mean? Everybody with a job. We all on the time clock. It ain't our own. Bitch, we got to live. We got to get money to survive out this bitch, like, and give it back to them. And the rest of this shit is privileges and necessities, man. Like, your electric and shit is a privilege. You don't pay the bill, they turn the shit off. You got a house, nigga, you own and this shit, you pay tax on. You don't pay taxes, they take the shit back. You know what I mean? What fuck you live for free at, you know what I mean, out here? We killing each other over some bullshit. You know what I mean? But it's hard to bring everybody together to see that, man. Like, you know what I mean? I hope I get to see one of them one day, the whole world, you know what I mean, in peace, where we just said, fuck going to work. We ain't going to work today, man. We paying too much taxes. The shit fucking everybody up. We all broke, nigga. Fuck work. Until we all can say peace and live in peace and say fuck work and let the governments fold and whatever the fuck they going to do, you know what I mean, then, you know, that's what it is and shit, man. But until then, we ain't ready to do nothing like that, nothing unified like that anyway, man. We caught up in the Matrix playing this game. And that's all I'm saying tonight, man. This is my personal opinion. So if you feel differently and you listening, call the fuck in. We want to hear from you. We don't want you just conjugating amongst everybody like, oh, you hear this nigga? Call the hell on in. 917-889-8297. So if you feel what I'm saying, don't L Wood, man.
I was going
to 845. Yeah. You know what I mean? Elbow going through a pinched nerve in his neck, man. But, yeah, man, real talk, man. That's where I'm at with it, man. If, like I said, I'm going to put the number out there again. We want to hear from you. You got an opinion, hit us up. 917-889-8297, man. It's the first time we did a breakfast show over this month. But this is what it is, man. We'll hop into something brand new.
When we come back, we're going to take some more calls. I see calls starting to come in, man. This one right here comes from an artist by the name of Jay Lyric, man. It's called Addicted to Sex, feature T-Pain, Young Jock. Let's go.
Jay Lyric, turn me up. Just call me an addict. Cause when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Sex is like the sweetest drug, and I can't get enough of you. You're the baddest thing up in the club, and I can't take my eyes off you. Don't shout it, what your name is. Never mind that, what you're drinking. Hold up, wait. The less we know, the better. Cause I know that's my girl at home, and I don't want you to tell her. Take a drink. Throw it back. Oh, girl. That's all that I wanna do. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl, I hope she understands that she the one I'm loving, but I'm still gonna be a man. I just wanna have sex. Just call me an addict. And when it comes to sex, baby, I just gotta have it. If we get back to my girl,
screaming for this business. Whenever I do my thing on the scene, she get on her knees and then she sing this. She goes, girl, I do wanna have sex, no stress, no screens attached to this for the thing. And that butt scene from the back. Back up, let me take a look. Take it over then close like a book. The way you shaking that thing got me shook. Me on point like a T-Pain hook, and I just can't let her go. But how do I do this without my girl finding out? She live right round the corner, and she know exactly where I be hiding.
Man, I'ma get in my whip, turn all the lights on. Incense, break out the lights on. Hit the wife, ready for the wife on. DJ, jump off, hit the light on. I know my girl coming to the window when she hear me.
I make this bust sound and compound. Got gunned down in one round. She got that dumb head. Left her dumbfound. Put this on your tongue and I'ma show you how this smiley works. Work your body in my hot tug and I'ma call that bath and body work. I make it talk back. Call that a pussy powwow. Hit her with this 4-footer. She call my little bow wow. We just trying to catch him. Ain't with all that catching feelings. Take you up to Marvin's room. Sexual healing. They love you. So appealing, that banana thong, you know I'm trying to build it. Kill her, instant, best beware, cause I'm trying to kill it. Damn love, you so appealing, you know the feeling I'm talking about. I'ma knock it out, like a title bout. I'm talking Mayweather and Pacquiao.
Little pretty, she is time. It's the money. picture with Diddy. Now they wondering, who is he? Got him down that Onyx, they be pulling out big titties. Shout out DJ Uncle Jim, we just make it rain with 50s. Loud packs be everywhere, yo, fuck with lames, come over here. I hit it from the back, pull that head. I be going hard when I hit it from the rear. Don't play games, Nintendo, I been back like Limbo. Let her and her friend know she must be a Tendo. She said I'm going too hard, she like to call me daddy. I'ma give her that change, and that's cause Shane asked me. She told me that she like to make that love with the lights on. I told her, put this song on, cause this the right one.
I hit them on and you think you going with me. She is done. I roll inside and you think you smoking with me. She is done. Roll with a nigga when you see me in your city. She is done. Gotta be a dime, can't be just a little pretty. She is done. Hit them on and you think you going with me. She is done. And pretty up in that G6. Oh, you need Brit? A zombie's just for you. 5'2, 6'2, with a badass attitude. Well, fuck with a dime bitch like me, nigga. Your money must be loud. And no Reggie around here, cause what we raise, that shit will get you down. And you gotta let me straddle from the back, from the back, on my back. And keep in mind that your bitch stay straight. No funny shit. Think you can handle that? But let me see. If you got the work, you can take a peek. And if you fuck with me, spend sex on me. And if you stroking me, take your time with me. You like that? That's a dime bitch for that ass. Baddest bitch up in the city. Ain't nobody fucking with me like
you. I hit the money, you think you go.
And the tie-ties on a beam. Thick body when she ride me. Smoother than a Kawasaki. Show me love just like a groovy. I eat a sushi with no wasabi. Who is hotter? A shooty Friday. They not surprising. My blue is lava. When we sexin', put the wreck in. Have her sweating like a sauna. Her vagina smooth like vodka. So I spend them just like this a Bugatti. Pull up in the whip like I'm this shit. Cause it's the new Bugatti. Slide in and slide me. Wipe me down like a wash sheet. The way I break her back head like I'm practicing karate. My top down, I ride ram, my system loud, I blast it.
I'm so tired of walking around, hurts my pride, baby, no doubt. Oh, I wish I had well, I'm so tired of walking around. Hurts my pride, baby, no doubt. Whoa, I wish I had a car. That way I could ride when I wanna, leave when I wanna, see the world as it goes down. Know who I wish I had a car. Yo, I wish I had a set of wheels to replace a set of hills. Bitches ain't checking for a nigga walking. You bought your sign light, I paid a light bill. Roll down a tinted windows and look at me when I'm talking. You put 26s on your whip to look down at me. Man, how the fuck you gonna frown at me? I still gotta watch them ride past and laugh. Let any music blast. Somebody just split a cigarette ash at me. We had Ferrari dreams. It's me and my nigga scheme. Discussing what we wanted up on the porches. Whether it was Porsche or Porsche, it really wasn't important. All our pockets was pouring. None of us could afford it. Can a nigga dream?
Yes, he can.
To make it happen the best he can. Still, it's what I see as I look around. When I walk across town, that could turn a young nigga to a man. I know they say liquor on billboards. Put us in front of jurors. Take away all the jobs and keep us out on the corner. It's niggas on the corner that sell dope to the father. Who share it all with the mother. Who teach it all to the daughter. I've seen real life horrors as I pass by. Losing my mind trying to ask why. I mean, far too many things I've seen. I wish that I never saw. I need a whip just to cruise by it all. Yeah,
I wish I had a tired of walking around. Hurts my pride, baby, no doubt. Whoa, I wish I had a car. That way I can ride when I wanna, leave when I wanna, see the world as it goes down. Know who I
so I can buy a few cars. Rhyme a few bars so I can buy a few cars. Rhyme a few bars. Rhyme a few bars.
Yeah, I sold crack in 2010, but I knew it. Better things for the bottom, bitches and valley, so I blew it. And I spent nights inside of the county, for I knew it. Just waiting for someone to bail me out. What the hell you gonna tell me about? Can you relate? Can't even take my woman on a date. She feel trapped in my crib. I know she wanna escape. We sit and stare at each other. I know she's sick in my face. She said, period, like, and a nigga get a break. And I'm too thorough to ever be a Mari. When I make it to Ferrari, I know I'm gonna be starving. To be honest, yo, I ain't even tripping. Cause I know a young man with a dream is just a guy with a vision, architect with a plan, blueprint in my hand with the easel on Warhol. I'm boxy out with a wall. They can't take us off, painting everything we saw for them files when I wish they had a car.
Well, I'm so tired of walking around. Hurts my pride, baby, no doubt. Whoa, I wish I had a car. That way I can ride when I wanna, leave when I wanna, see the world as it goes down. Know who I wish I had a car.
Motivated by money and luxurious items. When you grow up being broke, that shit's a fucking inviting. I don't wanna spend my life doing backbreaking labor, doing all the work, making some other fella richer. This why in the present, I'm trying to do this rap thing. I can't apply for Rex Factor, cause baby, I can't sing. My flow's like no other rapper before me. I studied every artist, now it's time for my story. UK labels ignored me like I don't exist. Cause I'm out of Wales, they consider me a high risk. Don't mean to blow my own, but my talent's undeniable. Can't get a deal cause they say I'm unconventional. I don't wanna make music for the club scene. Rather talk about my life and all the shit I've seen. Issues need addressing, so it's right that I address them. This is more than just a hobby to me, it's a profession to me. Until the day I leave this